This is Chubby Ray Live. And here is your host, Mr. Ray Lytle.
Oh, yes! What can I say? Hey, people, welcome to the program. It is Chubby Ray Live. I would be Ray. And along with me, as always, the one and only Gully and Coco P the cat, who's coming up to say hi. Hey, Coco. You know what she's doing. Look at this nosy cat. See that? Welcome. Welcome to the program. Show number two.
Lazy Muggy.
Show number two. Tazzy Bogles, everyone. That's been the show. Well, welcome. How are you, Gully?
I'm not too bad, thank you.
So your family listened to the show yesterday.
Yes.
Which is a first. They don't usually all get in there and listen to the program. Did you get any feedback from the show? What did they think? Did they like? Did they dislike?
My sister called me a knobhead, if that's any
your sister
that's
probably,
any good to you.
Your sister probably upset because we were speaking about her a vagina?
Well, that might have done it, but you know.
Did that help at all?
Well, it's gonna look bad on you, Ray. I'll be honest.
Was she bothered by vagina speak?
Yes, I think it might look bad on you.
Probably shouldn't have, Probably should have stayed away from that. But oh well, what can you say? It happens, right?
Yeah.
But what was the response? Did they enjoy it? Did they not like it? What?
Yeah, they get it. They just, some of it they don't get with the politics and stuff like that, but that's obvious because they're in the UK. But
well, yeah, they're in the UK, and we were talking about American, U.S. politics,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
So what do they know?
They know nothing.
Right. So, just a couple of things. But they did like it overall.
Oh, yeah.
All right, good. A couple of things to get to. There have been updates to the Save the Linus page.
Woohoo.
On Facebook, a very fast-growing page, actually.
We like.
The Save the Linus page, for those that listen to our old show, Breaking Curfew, you know about the poor Linus. He used to be on the show and was involved in a horrible accident.
Devastating?
Terribly devastating accident. It was devastating. And he, he was very upset. And then he ended up, he is in the hospital on life support.
Wow.
Supposedly. And there's a page for him.
He'd be in me prayers if I actually prayed.
Actually, he's out of his life support and now, just back home. And the latest update says, Linus, we all hope you can work through your post-traumatic stress disorder and call in to let us know about your valiant struggles. So the people on the Save the Linus page are actually hoping that Linus will call in on the Save the Linus page.
Well, they want to know that he's okay.
And people have ordered the Save the Linus t-shirt, all kinds of things. Very, Save the Linus webpage, more popular than the actual Linus person on the show.
The internet loves the cause, right?
People, I think you're on to something.
I think
you 100% are on to something. The Save the Linus page, though. Blowing up. But the real Linus, by the way, real Linus has not joined the Save the Linus page.
I've noticed.
Yeah. But have you been sending him a request to join? Because I have.
That's an idea,
I keep sending him requests to join, all the time. And he still won't join. Because it says suggest to friends.
Mm-hmm.
So I always click on suggest to friends and then click it over to Real Linus just to see if he will join the page. He refuses to join the Save the Linus page. I don't understand it.
Right, let me see.
You would think that would be something he'd do, right?
Yeah. I actually added a photo to it, too.
After the show yesterday, my phone was dead, okay? Mm-hmm. So I put the phone on the charger, and then I came out in the living room to talk to my wife. And when I went back to my bedroom to go to bed, I had a missed call.
Mm-hmm.
And the call was from the Linus.
Wow.
He called me. So
I wonder what he had to say.
I have no idea. I do not know. He did not leave a message. He just called.
Very strange.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
It's polite just to leave a message, though. You
I don't
really
know
leave a message.
What was up.
Can't be that important.
All I know is that he was calling, so. Anyway. So, this is the point of the show where I'd like everybody, if you can, if you have, Facebook or you have anything.
The Twitter.
Let everyone know that we exist and that they can join us right now by going to chubbyray.com. www.chubbyray.com. Just go ahead and tell everybody to come, you know, check us out. That's what we need.
Do that.
Yeah. I told you that the only way I find out about my wife and what she's doing in her life is through Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
My wife's Facebook status is M&M's.
Oh.
M&M's.
She should share, really.
Well, that tells me a few things. Okay. That's a few. I actually can tell a lot from that.
What have you deciphered?
Number one, if she's excited about chocolate, there's a few things going on, all right? Crappy day. When chocolate actually excites her, then she's having a crappy day.
Well, that would be fair.
You know, chocolate is, M&M's, that's, you know, that's a bad sign, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And then that means the day's crappy. Or it could mean, you know, craving chocolate. Could be pre or post MS.
Mm-hmm.
Could be chocolate. Either way, M&M's, being excited about chocolate, either way, not all that great for me. That means I better clean up the house a little bit.
To your duties.
And the problem is that I have not cleaned it. Now, I'm on. Here's the problem. When we were doing the show at night, you know, 10:30 at night,
mm-hmm.
It was easy for me to clean the house because, you know, during the day, all I did was, hang out and wait to work at night. You know?
Mm-hmm. But now there's no time?
Yes. You know what I mean? Like, I would check things like the page, you know, like her Facebook page. Find out what she's up to, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I would, from there, it'd be very easy for me to, clean the house before she got home and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so you can get stuff done.
Yeah. Now it's like I find out from her page, she put a late posting up, and it's like, okay, now would be the time I'd be doing it, except I can't do it because she will be getting home right about the time the show ends.
Oh, no.
So either I need to wait for her to have a late, hope that she has a late, like a late return home, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Or, something like that to clean the house. Or the house just is not going to get done. Which means she'll be in a worse mood, you know.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. See, these are the things. This is how I use Facebook. People don't know how to use Facebook properly. I know how to use Facebook properly. So this is the kind of stuff that I do. I know these things. I know the proper way to use it in order to, you know, benefit myself and my life.
To give you a more quiet life.
Absolutely. See, but now I'm going to know I got to do something, you know.
But have you ever thought that she may just put, like, confusing messages up? Just to throw you off.
I don't know. I don't know. Because I don't know if she knows that I am Facebook perceptive, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I don't know if she's figured out yet that I am, that I have figured this out. You know.
Maybe you need to keep this a secret.
Yeah.
Well, a bit late for that now, but never mind.
This is the kind of thing that I, you know. This is the kind of thing that I figure out. So I don't know if she's, you know, onto that or not. Because once she gets onto it, it's over. She said she can intentionally change it and mess with me. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it wouldn't be like a woman to intentionally mess with you over Facebook.
It would be exactly, 100% like a woman to do stuff like that. So, yeah. So this is what I'm talking about. See, I need to be on top of these things. I woke up today late. Usually I get up every day and I take my daughter to school. That's like my big thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I take her, I wake up, make my daughter's lunch, take her to school, hang out at home, you know, do stuff for the show, do other things that I have going on in life, mm-hmm. you know? And, then now I do this show, you know. Today, though, my daughter had her allergy testing. She had to get allergy tested this morning. And my wife was taking her, which meant I didn't have to wake up to take my daughter to school. So I got to sleep in. Now, the other point of this story is I have been sick for about a week and a half. You've not heard me talk about it. I might have told you.
Yeah, you
too. I think I told you, and I think I told Linus while he was on, you know, life support at the hospital. I think I told you guys about it, but I haven't made a big deal. I haven't made a big deal about it on the air. You know, I just haven't done that. And, you know, reason being because, you know, nobody's, you know how it is. Nobody's business, blah, blah, blah. So, but today was probably the worst I have felt, or this morning was. I felt miserable. You know, I couldn't breathe. I was spitting up chunky green stuff.
Nice.
Oh, it was horrible. I mean, it was horrible. I had a sneezing fit. I was doing the whole, you know, I mean, just the noises coming from me were disgusting. It really was. I mean, it was just foul, horrible noises coming from my body. And coughing.
Like, I was like coughing. A pig getting tortured. Oh,
my chest hurt. I was coughing. Okay. So I wake up and it was like I'm a smoker or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's how horrible I felt.
Hockaloogie?
Yeah. It was just hot. But what happened was, I ended up, you know, just kind of sneezing a lot, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I sneezed a lot, and then I ended up, you know, like spitting a bunch of stuff up and blowing my nose and all this stuff. And then I took my medicine, you know, I took Sudafed and ibuprofen and, you know, just different things. I got to tell you, the last 2 hours, I felt great.
You're high.
I have not felt this good. I have not felt this good in a couple weeks. So I don't know if it is A, the medicine kicking in, you know, which has cleared my everything, all right? Or B, all of that sneezing and sniffling and spitting and coughing and blowing, you know, everything that I did, finally cleared me up enough to where maybe I got all of that stuff out. You know what I mean? A lot of sickness is from, a lot of it is from your body just being, you know, filled with this stuff.
I think we're covering all the great subjects these first two shows. Yesterday was shit, yes. And today is snot.
Yeah. Yeah. Today's snot.
Yeah. No, but seriously, though, if I see someone else, like, you know, sneeze into a handkerchief and you see snot or you see a bit of phlegm or something, someone spits out phlegm, I actually nearly throw up. I start to
really,
physically
it disgusts
fork.
You? It disgusts you when people are...
not really.
You're sick, just... you don't have any empathy? You don't, empathy,
but
poor thing, I wish I could help them. That's not you. You don't want to help at all.
I don't want to touch them, no.
Really?
Well, of course, I have to help people.
You
but if you see someone snot flying everywhere,
well,
it will make me feel sick.
No, I'm not talking about snot flying everywhere. I'm simply talking about, you know, don't you feel bad for people or want to help them? Or
well, of course, yeah, but just don't give me what you've got.
Right.
You know, that's what I try to avoid.
Like I said, green stuff. It was green. Green is infection, by the way. I check this. The color of your snot. This is honest to God, everybody.
Is this rate my poop or
yes,
something?
No,
or is
this
it rate my snot?
This is the color of your snot. This is real. It's from the internet. What you can do is you can judge how sick you are. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Based on the color of your snot.
Okay.
Yeah, like, you know, there's a difference between a clear-colored snot or a white-colored snot or a yellow-colored snot or a green-colored snot. There's a difference. And green-colored snot, not
Is
good,
like
Gully.
That?
Not good.
Is it death snot?
Green color. Well, then there's red colored snot and brown color. There's all kinds of different you know, colors that your snot can give you.
So what if it's black?
Well, that means you're working in a coal mine.
Yeah, okay. Or you're in London, because every time I go to London,
right.
And if I blow my nose at the end of the night, black snot.
Well, here's what it is. All right. Mucus, you know, is normally clear. If you have mucus, all right, it is clear, okay? By the way, Gorilla is typing it. I don't know why Gorilla is not speaking. Instead, he's typing. What is your question, Gorilla?
I said, what does red color snot mean? Oh, I have a personal interest in this.
Vanilla Gorilla joined us.
By the way, yes. It's because you have not introduced me.
Oh, you're right. I didn't I'm very sorry. Also on the show, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Vanilla Gorilla. I'm sorry, Gorilla.
That's all right.
I
figured you'd get
around
to it.
I got rambling on, and I didn't. You're right. I didn't introduce you. All right. So here's what's happening. Mucus is normally clear, but it can be tinged with whatever dust you have breathed in. For example, if it's black and you're breathing in like a coal dust or something, of course it's going to be. Or if it's a little dirty looking and you've been breathing in dust, it will change the color. However, when mucus becomes thick and gooey, all right?
Okay.
This is what to look for. When it's thick and gooey, which mine is definitely thick and gooey. As with an infection, the reason that it's thick and gooey and the reason that changes to yellow and green is because it is mixed with pus.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. The exact color can vary based on the type of microorganism causing the infection. For example, there's one pus that produces a blue-greenish color.
Blue snot? I've never heard that.
Yellow drainage? Also, pus. Here's something a lot of people don't know. white drainage, like a whitish yellow. Like sometimes you see something that's a little whitish yellowy, you know what I mean? You go, oh, fine. That's also pus, by the way.
The pus police?
Yeah. A yellow drainage can be viral, and so can green. The change of color from clear to yellow to green can be caused by the course of a common cold. So a lot of times, if it starts clear, then goes to yellow, then goes to green, it's a common cold, and that's a virus. It's not bacteria. In other words, antibiotics are not going to work on it. And by the way, that is what's happening to me. Now, what happens is bacteria can be present in a secondary or sinus infection. That's when you need the antibiotics.
Hmm.
If you find yourself with green or yellow drainage, check to see if you have a fever. If you have a fever, then go to the doctors. There you go. Now, here we go. If you have red snot. Ew. Disgusting. If you have red snot, it is a sign that there is blood, fresh blood, in your nasal pass or in your sinus.
Or you could stop taking cocaine.
That means that means you're bleeding somewhere in your sinuses.
Right, but I mean,
however,
what is that caused
from? It could be caused by several things. The number one cause of redness being in your snot is your house is too dry.
That's possible.
It's too dry. It says the cure is to get a humidifier. House is too dry. Your blood vessels are dried out from sleeping, especially if you snore, and they rupture more easily. And you'll get some red stuff in your snot because you're basically having upper nosebleeds. Yep.
Well, I've woken up. Don't get me wrong. A nosebleed, so.
There are other signs, all right, that aren't good, but, you know, that are caused by, you know everything from infection to tumors.
To snorting Ajax.
Yeah, but the most common cause... The most common cause is dryness. You have irritated tissues because of the dryness, or you are dehydrated, and that's what's causing the blood to get in there. Now, if it's brown, it means the blood's been in there for a while and it's dried. Most common cause, dryness.
See, I feel as though we do a service.
This show. Is helping. I mean, this is a helping show.
The more you know.
You don't get this on Dr. Oz, you know?
It's all about the helping.
Yeah.
I hate to take you off subject, Ray, but did you get that picture I sent you?
What was the picture of?
It was a girl.
Let me see. I don't know. Let me check. To my phone?
Yeah.
Let me check my phone. All
right. And I'll explain it in a little bit. I want to explain it towards the end of the show. I just want to make sure you got it.
Yeah, I just got a picture of a girl sitting in an office. Is that from you?
That's from me.
Okay, yes.
Okay, good.
I see a picture. I see a picture of a girl sitting in an office right in front of a fridge.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm very excited about this. I don't know what the... I'm sure there's a story involved.
Well, There is.
All right. I'm very excited about it. I'm very interested in it.
You want to do it now?
Yeah. Well, of course, you brought it up. Let me talk about it.
I just want to make sure you got the picture. Okay, so you know how we were talking about Sean the other day?
Sean Bolant.
And yes. I was talking to her today, and she and her boyfriend broke up last year.
This girl that you have a picture of, her boyfriend broke up with her. Okay.
Right. Last year. Well, no, she broke up with him.
Cheating?
No, he was just kind of a lazy bum.
Oh, okay. All right.
He was a mooch. And so I told her.
Does she own a house or something?
No, she doesn't own a house.
Oh, okay.
So I told her to describe someone that she would want to date.
Okay.
And so here were her specifications. Right. She wants a guy who's average to more to love, who has a job.
Oh, she likes bigger guys.
Yeah.
Right.
Who has a job.
Okay.
Who's mature.
Okay.
Who's older than she is.
How old is she?
She's 31.
Okay.
Facial hair, she likes goatee, no, just mustache.
All right.
Or full beard. Okay.
Are you sure she wasn't describing this trying to hook up with you? Because you're describing yourself as well.
Well, no.
Have you noticed that? I don't know if you noticed it, but you are describing yourself.
She knows I'm married. She also, okay. she's met my wife.
She's what? She knows she's your met wife.
My wife. Oh, okay. She's looking for somebody for, like, you know, to date.
Okay. I was just wondering if you know.
So I was thinking of all the people I knew.
Okay.
And Sean Blank came to mind.
Sean does meet that particular description.
Yes, he does.
Does she go to bars, though?
No, actually she doesn't.
Oh, well, that's a good thing, then, because Sean won't pick up women from bars.
Hmm. Yeah, that's true. Sean's not a big bar guy.
So what I'm thinking you send Sean the picture.
Right.
And, you know, if he wants to go out with her, I can arrange that for him.
Is she a nice girl? I mean, she's a coworker of yours? Is that what this is?
She is a coworker of mine. She's very nice.
Does she know Sean?
No, actually, I had to try and kind of explain to her who he was.
All right. I'll send it. I don't know if Sean would be interested or not.
He's very picky for a man who hasn't had it in so long.
Yes, you know, you're absolutely correct. He's very picky.
Exactly. And that's very, why I sent it to you first.
Very picky.
It's worth a try, though.
Let's see how I do this, how I send this. I don't know how I forward this.
Just save it to your...
I guess I'll have to save it and then forward it, right?
Oh, yeah. And she wants to eventually move to St. Louis.
Really?
She's not like looking at it right now, but I told her the only thing that I think they're going to have a problem with is that he's a Rams fan and she's a Bears fan.
She looks like she has decent sized breasts. I mean, big breast.
Oh, yeah.
But everything else is kind of big too. So Sean is sometimes very elitist.
Yeah, I don't get that. After 3 years, he should take.
I know,
but
he's very picky. He's very picky. So I'm going to send it to him. We'll see what he thinks.
Send it to him. See what he thinks, yeah. And I'll arrange it.
All right. Let me see here. Let me find this, and I will send it to him as we're speaking here. And maybe we can get him to call in and tell us what he thinks. But you're pretty sure that this girl would love Sean.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean,
but
you think
she'd like him? She'd like him.
Yeah, I think they should go out and see what happens.
He is her type. All right.
Yes. Oh, and one of her things was some college or a college degree.
But he's got that.
So that one excluded me because I've never been to college. So
right. All right.
How are we perverts? We're not perverts.
No, we're not perverts at all. They're saying we're perverts. We're not perverts.
It's a very nice picture of her.
We are.
Can I see?
I'll put it up in the camera in a second.
Cool.
Let me see.
Well DC.
I'm sending it to him right now. I'm saying this chick described her perfect man. And it was you.
Yeah.
I'm sending it to him.
See, I don't really know DC all that well, so I wouldn't have thought of DC, but she described it, and I'm thinking, you know, Sean's looking for somebody.
DC does have these requirements, but I don't know DC's I don't know his taste either.
Yeah, what is DC like?
I don't know, because this girl's a bigger girl, so I don't know. Some of these guys, you know, they're elitist.
I don't know.
They don't like the chubby girl, so I don't know. I don't know what DC's...
You know what, Ray? I've been on both spectrums of little girls, big girls. It does not matter.
course not.
I suppose with being Sean, he should really take up the theory that any hole is a goal right now. 3 years is a long time.
Really? Is that really the advice that you're giving?
Well, it's been a long time.
Any hole is a goal.
Yes.
That's the advice you're giving.
Way to go, Gully.
The love doctor is in session.
All right, I'm going to put this picture up so you can see it, Gully. What do you care, Gully? You got a girlfriend.
Besides, but it's still allowed to
even walk. If you didn't, this girl lives all the way here.
No, but I can still look.
It could be incentive for him.
I'm holding it up. I'm going to hold it up in the camera.
Okay. There is a slight delay, so.
If you could see the girl. And she is a big girl, but the camera makes her look even bigger, so.
Oh yeah,
the camera's making her look a lot bigger than she is. I'll say.
Yeah, my phone is.
I'm
horrible.
Looking at it right now. She looks a lot worse in that picture than.
Yeah, my phone is bad when it comes to taking pictures. It does everything else great, but the phone is just pathetic. Or the
that will do. That'll do, Sean.
Yeah, I think that you know, she's not as fat as Sean. Right.
True.
I figure if she's not as fat as him, then he's got nothing to complain about. Right?
But you could tell Sean I was thinking about him.
Right. Absolutely.
He's like my mentor now.
You're just trying to help him out because you're doing news and he, you know.
I want to be Sean Bolint when I grow up.
Right. Who doesn't?
Except you'll get sex more often, probably.
Or you'll go out or grow out.
Yeah.
Technically, you'd be Sean Bolint if you grow out. Not so much grow up.
Yeah, I think I'm already taller than he is.
Oh, so. God. Yeah, no, Shawnee's 6'3", maybe.
Oh, then he's taller than me.
Yeah, 6'2".
He's taller than me as well.
He's a tall guy.
I'm 5'11".
He squeezes that 380 into a, you know. Into a 6-foot-something package.
There's plenty of Sean to go around.
Shawnee. Yeah, so there you go. That's for Shawnee. You think he would?
I hope he would.
I don't know. Yeah, you know, this will give everybody, you know what, everybody watching the show, this will give them, an idea of what Sean's taste is like, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This will give everybody, like, you've seen the picture of this girl, all right? So now you'll know what Sean's taste are like. You'll know whether or not, you know.
We need to get him to give us a rating.
Because this girl could be, I think she's the starting point. You know what I mean? If he turns her down because she doesn't look good enough, then you know where Sean's head's at, you know.
You want me to send you another one?
Yeah, send another one too.
I'm sorry, Gully. This one is for me, so he can't.
Sound like a nude one.
No, it's not nude.
2010, it should be our aim to get Sean laid.
Wait, did you say this one's not nude? Is that what you said? This one's not nude?
Not nude.
Oh, okay. I thought you said this one's not nude, like implying that you had some that were.
I do.
If you work with this girl, why do you
not this girl. It's a different girl.
Okay. That was, how in the world do you end up with naked pictures of people you work with?
This one's my next one.
Your next picture of this girl or what?
No, of another girl. This is my next one.
Oh, this is the next one you want to try to set up with Sean.
No, this is the next one I want to try and set up for me.
Wait, but you're married. What are you trying to set up for yourself for? What are you setting up women for you for?
Extramarital activities?
Yeah, I'm not dead, Ray. I'm married, not dead.
I don't understand the whole
openness.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I don't understand the whole, you know. Uh-oh, did we lose the feed?
That looks like it's still on to me.
Is the feed on, or did we lose it?
Looks still on to me.
Okay. I think we just lost the feed.
I don't think so.
Tell everybody in the chat room, hold on. Tell them to hold on. I'm serious. We just lost the feed.
No, it's gone.
We did just lose the feed. Damn it. I don't know what happened. It just, I don't know what caused that. It just died. But we're still taping the podcast.
So don't be alarmed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So don't freak out, everybody. I have no idea what happened. It just sort of.
You know what it was? It was Sean Bolant. He was getting his revenge for
Right, it was Sean picture. Being angry.
Yeah.
We need to sort out moderators in the chat room as well. Because there isn't any. I don't want to do it because, as you well know, I am evil and I will kick people just for the fun of it.
This is very bizarre. All right, hold on. Wow, it just died all on its own. Tell everybody to hold on. In the chat room, just say, hold on, technical glitch.
Are you using the FME encoder?
No. The what encoder?
The FME encoder.
No. No, I'm just setting it normal. It's the computer itself that crashed. I don't know what happened. I don't know what caused it or anything. It was fine. In the middle of it, the computer just sort of shut off and restarted itself.
When I plug my, if I leave my webcam plugged in on Windows 7 64-bit, because I actually changed it to 64, wiped it all, it crashes. It blue screens, so I've got to leave it unplugged and then plug it in after it's booted up.
I have no idea what happened. I don't know what happened. It was very odd.
Bizarre.
Everything was fine, and it just, you know, it just died.
Seeing though we're talking a little bit about technology, Apple are making a big announcement that they've invented
the tablet,
something.
Right? Is this the tablet that we're hearing so much about?
Yeah, they're going to invent something that we never thought we needed until they invented it.
What's that?
The tablet.
Everybody's talking about this tablet, though, now.
Yeah, but I think that one, the one that they're making, the tablet, you can actually like leave the computer somewhere and take the screen with you.
Yeah, it's really something. You could read books on it, and
right.
Well, we'll see. I think it's going to be similar to a giant iPod Touch or iPhone. That's what I think. It's not going to be anything different. It's not like going to be Mac OS X properly. It'll be the iPhone interface.
I don't know, but I know that it's pretty interesting. I know that the thing I find interesting is they're saying you could read comic books on it. I'd love to.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
I would love to be able to read comic books on my, you know, because you know what, you can take it into the bathroom with you.
Yeah, they're making deals with all the major publishing.
I know.
Publishing
you could take,
as
think
well,
about it.
So that would be cool.
You could take it into the bathroom and read comic books while on the toilet.
Yeah, but then it gets like in the corners of the screen.
Dude, that's all I'm asking for right there. That's perfect. That is perfect.
At the end of the week, you won't end up with a pile of magazines that you've thumbed through whilst, you know, dropping one.
I am all for the Apple tablet if it'll help you read books, magazines, and comic books in the toilet. Not in the toilet, but on the toilet.
Well, they have.
Are you happy with paying $1,000 for the privilege?
I guess I could with my laptop, but I don't want to carry my laptop in the toilet with me, you know?
Well, they were showing stuff like that at CES where they had the same thing on like what do they call those the little netbooks? Yeah, the netbook where you could do the same thing it was a tablet and you could pull the screen off.
Yeah, it was a Windows laptop, and then once you pull the screen off, it goes to a Linux OS on the screen. It
I'm
looked
telling
pretty
you,
cool.
this is so people can read. I think it's so people can read stuff in the toilet.
I don't think that's.
I do.
It started off with the Kindle, didn't it? So.
I think the Kindle, I mean, part of the reason, I heard that they're going to make one that's waterproof so women can read it in the tub. I mean, that's brilliant.
Would you let Steve Jobs in the tub with you, though?
Why would I? No! Although he would fit. I mean, the guy's losing a lot of weight. He would fit just fine in the tub with me. Come on in, Mr. Jobs. Join me.
He does. He does look like Tom Hanks in Philadelphia.
Join me for a bet. He is, yeah, and Stage Philadelphia. I don't know what's wrong with him, but he does look like he's very sick.
Well, this is his last big hurrah. He's had four successful product launches. He's had plenty of failures, but this is the last hurrah. So. This is,
I mean, they've made some amazing stuff. The iPhone, when I first heard about the iPhone, I thought, oh, this is ridiculous. I'll never go away from my Windows mobile phone, but I have an iPhone.
I had an iPhone when they first come when the 3G first came out.
It's fantastic. It's amazing.
Yeah, nothing like it.
I love the iPhone.
The only problem is that they bring a new one out every year, and it's a problem for me because I always want the new one.
All right. So speaking of cameras, Gorilla has sent me a picture of another woman for Sean.
Ooh.
Is this for Sean? This other girl? This other?
No,
woman?
The other one's for me.
Oh, it's for you. This. This is a girl that you want for yourself.
Absolutely.
I don't know, right, which is very bizarre, by the way.
It's not bizarre.
Well, you're a married guy. I don't.
So? I'm not dead.
I guess I don't understand the whole, you know. I don't know. I guess I don't understand the whole being married and yet wanting, you know.
I can understand the benefits of doing it, but I wouldn't do it.
Why not, Gully?
Well, this one's kind of hot. I mean, this one is.
I know.
Where did you meet her? How do you know her?
I have not met her. She is a coworker of a friend of mine.
Right.
And she's up for it.
So you're, you want?
Well, she's a chubby chaser. What can I say?
So wait. This is a girl. I want to show you. Can I put this picture up? You think?
Yeah. Go ahead.
All right.
Let's check it out.
I will put the picture of this chick up. Now, she is blonde and hot, and she's a chubby chaser? Are you serious?
That's my understanding.
Wow. She likes big guys.
Yeah.
She looks pretty hot, this chick.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never met her, but
you're going to keep this girl for yourself? You don't want to give this girl to Sean like the other one?
No.
But you're married. Don't you think you have enough?
No, you can never have enough, Ray.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us on the phone, the one and only Sean Boleyn. Hey, Sean.
Hello, Ray. Hello, you. Hello to the chicks. And hello to the daylight in the afternoon hours.
So, I just texted you a picture. Did you see it?
I did indeed. That was wacky.
Well, we need you to be honest.
Would you?
Gorilla knows this girl, and she broke up with her boyfriend last year. And so he said, describe your perfect guy. And Gorilla swears to me that she described you. So the guy that she described is Sean Boleyn.
It's looking good.
He says she described Sean.
I appreciate her face.
Yes. But do you appreciate her? And tell Sean about, is the picture an accurate picture or what, Gorilla?
It's close, but it's you're right. It does add a few pounds to her, right. And my camera's not the best on my phone, right. So she's got a job, and that's always a plus, right?
And it's a good job. I mean,
if she works with me, I mean, I got a good job.
Right,
that's the same thing I do.
Right. I mean, with a well known company.
The only problem I think you're going to have, Sean, is she's a Bears fan.
You know, actually, that's appealing. I like a good football fan. That's for sure. So, and I don't.
But here's the bottom line.
Here's the Bears with me. Sean, the Bears are a frustrating organization.
Sean, here's the bottom line. You've seen the picture of the girl, okay?
Yeah.
What do you think about her? Does she meet with your approval or? Is she not your taste? Is she too fat? Is she too old? Is she too what? And by the way, she's how old? 30, you said?
She's 31. Well, yeah, I think she's 30. She'll be turning 31.
31, so. 30.
Well, she's younger.
She described her perfect guy was Sean.
Yeah, I'll give you all the descriptions you want, Sean.
More to love. She said more to love, goatee, got to be into sports, got to be a nice guy. Gotta like to, what'd you say, hang out at home instead of going to bars or whatever, blah, 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 whatever.
Yeah.
She described you.
Hmm.
Now.
Interesting.
Now, this is this girl. He says if he introduced you to this girl, he knew you'd go nuts about her. Or that she would go nuts about you. However, we don't know if you would go nuts with her. And I say, Sean's pretty much, you know, even though Sean hasn't been laid in, how long's it been?
Let's see. I'm trying to think who was in office then. Was it Ulysses S. Grant? I'm trying to remember who was president.
That's good. How long has the business you've been laid? Seriously, it's been what? How many years now?
Let's see here. Let's go. My God, I think it's been pushing half a decade.
Good Lord, are you serious?
I might be in record territory.
You're talking 4 years?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Four years.
And we're talking like 4 years, and the only thing I had going on is...
So the girl you lived with here is the last one that you've...
Yeah.
Good
that's
God.
That's long enough to declare your penis officially dead.
What's wrong with you?
I just, you know what? I don't meet people, and now that I'm...
Wow.
And now, you know... But that's what you got to do. You got to find the right place.
Wow!
You know, in the free agent market, you can't just take that team anywhere.
Huh? Okay. So I said, even though you haven't been laid in forever, I said, you know, Sean's still somewhat of an elitist. I'm not sure if he would like this girl. He might find something wrong with her. So I sent you the picture. I showed the picture to everybody that's watching the show. Tell me, is this a girl you'd be interested in, or is she just not even on your radar, not your type at all?
Okay. I'll put it in these terms.
All right.
At face value, here are a few things that come up. At face value, I would say there's not a green light, but by the same token, there would still be... it's kind of like a minor league non-roster invitee where, you know, maybe there's chemistry after you meet. It's kind of like that deal. Not ready to put someone on the 25-man roster. But speaking of baseball terms, someone on the 25-man roster, that's probably not there. But, you know, the 15 people like the Cardinals bringing Rich Hill to camp.
Yeah.
Something like that.
So you're saying that she is not good-looking enough for you to immediately say yes.
And again, with the picture, that's all you have.
But you don't find her hideous to the point to where you're not interested.
Right.
Think of the inner beauty.
Sean doesn't see inner beauty. If he saw inner beauty, he'd have been laid at least once in the last,
I definitely do see it. Decade. Me and Mother Teresa were going to have a steamy affair, and then she said, "Well, I'm really not allowed to do that."
So, I think that should be our calls for the year.
Are you hearing this? Are you hearing this, Gorilla?
Yeah, I'm also getting a text. Hold on 1 second.
All right.
She's listening. I'm not going to ask.
No, not her.
I don't think she's
her.
Listening. He didn't tell her to listen. So.
No, not her.
Oh, thank God.
I think we should help you, Sean.
Gorilla's probably getting a text from his wife, considering he just talked about how the other girl that he sent the picture of, he wants to save for himself.
Right?
I imagine that's what that one's about.
No, not my wife either.
I don't know who else is texting you.
A friend of mine.
Oh, boy.
An acquaintance or an asexual acquaintance, if I could say it properly.
Is it the girl that you sent the picture of?
No, it's the girl that sent me the picture of the girl.
What does she say?
She said she just talked to her, so I'm waiting to see what the...
Now, this is the blonde chick or the one for Sean?
This is the blonde one.
Oh, the one that you want for yourself.
Right.
So you're
I don't want to keep her. I mean, as soon as I'm done with her, Sean...
So, all right, so he's also got the picture.
Right,
I'm going to send this photo to Sean. I'm
going
to send Sean that.
Going to the leftovers department.
Sean, I'm going to send you a photo of this other girl. Okay. This is a girl That this is what this is what gorilla. By the way, this is what this sleaze gorilla does. By the way, he's lecherous, but he hunts down these women. All right,
he's a predator.
He's a predator. He's a predator who finds these women who he hears are
in. I'll see him on National Geographic later.
What it is he looks for hot girls that are into chubby guys. All right.
Yeah.
So he finds this one girl, and he finds out that she's into fat guys. So now he's, even though he's married, he's being very predatorish, predatory. Oh, I guess there's no such word as predatorish. He's being very predatory over this girl. But he says he wants to nail this girl. But then he says when he's done with her, because he's married. When he's done with her, he will gladly give her over to you.
Actually, Sloppy. I just found out something that means neither Sean or I are in.
Oh, no. But let's hold on. Let's let Sean see the picture. Sean, I just sent you the picture.
All right. Let me check that out.
So the chance of sloppy seconds
who
is gone.
Who told you that she likes fat guys? How did that come out? How did that come about?
Because I asked. I was like, see if she likes some guys with some more to love.
So you're being very predatory about me. I mean, you found this girl. Like, the hunt is on. This is the best looking deer in the forest, and you've got the camouflage on, and the rifle is loaded.
No, she's not the best looking deer in the forest. I'm just saying she's a deer.
But I'm saying
in the
that
forest.
You found her. You're looking at her with the binoculars, wondering when you can get a shot. She is in your sights.
Well, why not?
Very bizarre.
Well, good work if you can get it.
Let me know when you get the picture, Shawnee.
All right, you got a little BlackBerry,
Yeah.
I was looking at a modern phone.
Get all right,
I caught at the same time.
I want to hear Sean's response to this girl. I think this will be interesting.
Yeah.
And I think it'll also show how shallow Sean is.
I'm not really shallow, but
this girl compared to the other girl.
Yeah,
I know which one I'd choose. I mean, come on.
Not being picky, but I think I'd agree, but you're there.
No doubt about it.
Oh, yeah. Would you take sloppy seconds, though, with your second girl?
And would you take sloppy seconds after knowing Vanilla Gorilla? Would you conquer a mountain after knowing Vanilla Gorilla has already planted his flag?
After he's had his wicked way.
Right, after he's been there. Because he just fouls those women up. God knows what he does to them.
He breaks them.
Oh. I shudder to think of the horrible things he makes those women do.
Hey. Degrades them.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
That is not true.
Eats them up and spits them out.
Oh. Never a complaint.
Oh.
Never, ever have I heard a complaint.
These girls forced to be videotaped by Hillbilly Joe are more fortunate than these.
Oh, that's just wrong.
You've never heard a complaint because they can't speak when they leave.
I hear they don't sleep. I hear they don't sleep very well after Gorilla gets done with them. They wake up going, "Huh?" Ah!
It's that ball gag that stops him speaking.
Promotes traumatic stress disorder. They wake up. Oh, no.
Cold sweats.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Don't put it in there.
Oh, please don't put it there again.
Make it stop.
That's an outie, not an innie.
So I want to know if Sean got this picture or not.
Did you get it, Sean? He might have it. He might be looking at it now instead of talking to us.
Yeah, I smell a porn addiction somewhere here.
Right.
I think he might be doing more than looking at it.
He's rubbing it off. She's really hot. Hold on. She's a chubby chaser. Hold on. Let me just take care of this here. Oh, yeah.
So do you want me to tell you why we're out now?
Yeah, what did you find out?
I found out. Here, I'll read you the text I got specifically. The reason she won't is because here's an exact quote I got. Not if your body doesn't match the color of chocolate.
Oh, so she likes fat black guys.
Yeah.
Well, it's a shame I'm not single because I think I can tag that. I think I'm close enough.
I don't think you are, right?
I'm dark.
You're not that dark.
I'm the color of...
I am almost the same color as you.
Oh, right? No, I'm the color of caramel.
Yeah, I got a tan.
Yeah, but I'm darker than you. My natural skin darker than
well,
you.
Well, maybe your natural skin, but I'm working on a nice tan.
Not that I'm looking, but I'm saying that, you know, somebody like me, I think that I would be, you know.
Oh, well.
See, now Ray's interested.
No, I'm not interested at all. I'm just saying that I think I would be
more suited.
Maybe I'm just trying to hold it over Gorilla and Sean's head, but I think that I would be more suited. There are some good things about being a minority. I found one, see?
You get to bang chicks that other people want.
That's all right, though. She doesn't know what she's missing. It's cool.
Right. So you found out she only likes the black guys.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
There's a lot of that going around. They just pick like one color. I don't get that.
Yeah, I mean, there's only one color that interests me.
Yeah. I don't understand the whole gotta be white or black, you know. Aren't we as one people? That's kind of racist.
I'm an equal opportunity.
Isn't that
kind of
racist, by the way?
That's exactly what I texted back. I said, damn her racism.
Yeah.
I'm equal opportunities, me.
She's a cracker hater.
Yeah, what's up with that? Racist. You know, I left the tee off like my African brothers. She's racist. I like to speak as if I am one of my oppressed brothers. That's ridiculous. She's racist.
Terrible behavior.
She got to give white boys a chance, too.
I bet she's Englishist as well.
It's a lot of these. You know, she's one of these skinny, blonde-headed white chicks. That's who does it, by the way.
Bitch.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're saying. But you know what? She's got the right to do whatever she pleases.
Yeah, but that's the type. I mean, usually... dyed blonde hair, very thin white women. That's who like the black only guys. They should give everybody a chance. It's kind of racist or not, you know.
Oh, well, it's not like I'm out high and dry. It's just that one girl.
Still no word from Sean whether he got it or not. Sean, are you there?
He needs to clean himself up.
He disappeared. I guess he just disappeared. I don't know.
Needs to get the Kleenex.
It says he's still connected. I just don't hear him.
That's weird.
It's just kind of creepy, actually.
Very odd.
I don't want to hear that.
You can hear him in the background a little bit going,
oh. Yeah, Russell.
He's wishing he looked more like Kanan from Saturday Night Live.
That's right.
Spanking the monkey.
He's wishing he looked more like Charles Barkley.
He's looking for the sock as we speak.
He's going, oh, if only I look more like Charles Barkley and less like John Goodman.
Who uses a sock, really?
We know that Sean does. Remember the Christmas song?
Yeah.
Do you remember the Christmas song? We know that Sean does.
Well, I mean, but who brings that up? I mean, that's just creepy. Who uses a sock?
I don't know. Oh, well, I guess we'll check in with Sean a little bit. I don't know. We could get the news now. We do have the news to do, and the time is... You know, this afternoon show, did you notice how... We've been on for an hour already? Are you serious?
Yeah, it was quick. Yeah.
We have been doing this show now for 1 hour. We haven't talked about a whole... we might have to make the show longer. This show flies by.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it in the... it didn't seem to go this fast at night, did it? Did it, or am I just crazy?
It didn't seem to be as long.
It just—I mean—it seems like we just started, and it's like
seriously, yeah.
Yeah, we're an hour in. I don't get it.
we've only just got into like the sexploits of Vanilla Gorilla and Sean whacking off into a sock. And
by the way, DC is in
it was an hour.
DC's in the chat room saying that Sean is busy looking for 30 pounds of shoe polish.
Mammy.
Mammy. How I love ya. All right, let's get us some news, ladies and gentlemen. With the news every single day is the one and only Vanilla Gorilla. When he's not hunting, for women that aren't his wife to have sex with, he's gathering up the news and telling us about it. Here he is.
Hello, Ray.
What's the latest, Gorilla?
I have a problem today with the news, Ray.
All right, what is the problem?
I have so many stories, I don't know where to begin.
Well, let's just get through. Let's just start. We'll go as many as we can.
Schwarzenegger is going to ship the inmates to Mexico.
He's what?
He's going to start shipping inmates to Mexico.
Oh, my God. We're outsourcing prisoners?
Actually, I think we're outsourcing undocumented immigrants.
Okay.
So they come over here. We build the prison over in Mexico. They get arrested. They get sent back to Mexico, but they got to serve time.
Hmm. So we're going to build the prison in Mexico?
Yes.
Are we going to have the Mexicans run the prison, or are we going to run it?
No, the Mexicans are going to run it.
So we're basically, we're outsourcing prison.
Yep. It's all about the money.
Yeah, it's like that's what Nike does. We're so they want their products to be done in a foreign country. We're outsourcing prisoners now. Good Lord. Unbelievable. Wow. Because you think about it, what do you pay a prison guard
in
California?
In California, it's probably like $350,000
a year. I'm saying, if you think about what you pay a prison guard as compared to what you're going to pay them in Mexico, they do it for pennies on the dollar, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine the call center, though? Please press 1 if you are an inmate.
No, I don't think that they'd be talking like that at all. I think that I don't know. They're outsourcing prisoners now. All right, what else?
Well, next.
What else, Gorilla?
Outrage after students fall sick from pot brownies, but they may have been laced with heroin.
What?
Yeah, these are gully stories, by the way. I just want everybody to know this. I did not pick these. School district officials say last week one girl and four boys from Logan High School in Union City, California, ate some brownies they thought contained marijuana. Authorities are now investigating whether or not those brownies may have been laced with heroin or other drugs after some of the students became violently ill.
Good Lord.
See? You never know with your magic brownies.
Yeah, you got to make your own magic brownies. You can't just take somebody else's.
You know what?
You don't trust
this
anyone
is
like
why
that.
They ban. This is why they ban home cooking though from schools. Like my daughter, when they have birthdays and stuff, and by the way, they also celebrate the half birthday. When did this start becoming celebrated? The half birthday.
Well, if you're like mine, you celebrate your birthday every month.
That's ridiculous. The half birthday? You gotta be kidding me. What they do is. All right, come here, Belle. All right, my daughter's here. Why do they celebrate the half birthday?
Because some people have their birthdays in the summer, and they don't get to celebrate it at school. So they have their half birthdays, so they get to at least celebrate it.
Well, okay. Seems to me like when I was a kid, if you had your birthday in summer, it would just be tough.
Yeah.
Right, you were born at the wrong time. Thanks, Bella.
Yeah, my birthday is in July, so I was pretty much stuffed. So we're normally off.
Unbelievable. I'm just saying that they have all right, so when it's the kid's birthday, the kid has to bring treats.
Nice.
It's like it's your kid's birthday, so now you have to somehow, because it's your birthday, you got to give everybody else something. Well, what is that?
That's crap, though. Wait, they should give you something.
It's my kid's birthday, and I have to provide snacks for him. It's my kid's birthday. Shouldn't somebody provide snacks for her?
True.
But
not only have you bought the presents, you're buying other people presents too.
When I was a kid, if it was your birthday, you could bring something in. So my mom would make like cupcakes, you know. Mm-hmm. And we'd bring in cupcakes, and not just me, I mean all the kids in the class. I never understood the whole it's your birthday, so you got to bring stuff. But we would bring in homemade cupcakes that our parents made. So it was my daughter's birthday, and I said, well, you know, I'll just make some cupcakes. And my wife said, we can't do that. And I go, why can't we do that? She goes, they won't allow any homemade snacks. They have to be store-bought.
Nice.
I'm like, you got to be kidding. What do you mean store-bought? She goes, they have to be store-bought. Because they're so afraid of people doing God knows what that they, you know, and by the way, this is great news for the bakeries and the big supermarkets that make this crap.
Oh, yeah.
But they don't taste anywhere near as good as homemade. I mean, come on.
Well, no one wants a school full of stone kids.
By the way, Sean Balintbeck, Sean, are you back? I thought I heard Sean talking. Did you guys hear him?
No.
I think he was finishing himself off.
I thought I heard some noise coming from him. I don't know. I'll hang up on him. I don't know. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry. Continue on.
Next story, stuffed toy horse head lands man in jail.
Stuffed toy horse head.
Yes. He decided to deliver a stuffed toy horse head to his state senator's office.
All right.
A 61-year-old man lives in Winona with his parents, was in jail after failing to post bail on a charge of fourth-degree harassment.
That's ridiculous.
Straight up. It's straight out of like the kids' version of Godfather.
The senator should drop. Yeah. He should drop the charges, just to make himself. You know what I mean? Just to make himself look better.
They called the bomb squad.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
I'm gonna send him a message of a stuffed animal. All
right.
Yeah, just for that, I'm sending like a stuffed bear head to Dick Durbin.
Not like a bit of taxidermy.
Now, what else is happening?
Police rescue 150 stolen ferrets in Mexico City.
Ferrets?
Ferrets.
Who the hell steals ferrets?
Apparently the Mexican people steal ferrets, right?
Why?
I have no idea.
Where do ferrets live? Aren't they... ferrets kind of like a cross between a squirrel and... a cat, right? Or something.
I don't know.
A rat.
Right?
I mean, it's a rodent, I know that.
Yeah, it's like a... It looks sort of like a squirrel, doesn't it? A ferret?
A ferret's like a long rat.
No, it's not like a rat. It's cuter than a rat.
Well, it's like a sausage dog, but no.
I don't think it's a dirty animal. I just...
They actually hunt rats.
They hunt rats? Ferrets do? What are they? Is that what they eat?
Oh. Yep. There used to be years ago in the UK, like you go out hunting for rats with a pair of ferrets.
Apparently, it was an armed robbery too.
Where did they steal them from?
They stole them from a veterinarian in the U.S. and they went across. They took the ferrets across the border.
Right. Wow!
And They hit a tree and fled on foot, and that's when they recovered the 150 ferrets.
What were they gonna? Were they gonna sell them or something?
Oh, maybe it's a delicacy. I don't know.
See, I don't think they eat. I don't think that they eat them. They're pets.
You never can tell, though.
Yeah, they say that ferrets are very popular pets. I don't think anybody eats them.
You've got to shave them.
By
first.
The way, Sean Balint is back. Hello, Sean.
Sorry about that, Ray, and sorry to the chicks across North America. I did finally see the pic, and yes, to quote the poet Vader, impressive, most impressive.
So you would immediately go out with that girl?
Even after I had my way with her.
Even if Gorilla got her first, you would have her?
Well, we could do a purification ritual.
So if Gorilla was saying, if Gorilla said the second girl, like the thin white girl... If he said she wants to go out with you, then you'd go out with her right now. The other one, you're like, I got to meet her and get to know, blah, blah, blah.
You know what? And it sounds wrong, but it's just, it's...
So it's about looks.
It's just...
It's about...
You know, some people, it's like a fast burn. You find, okay, they pass one test, and then you find out about the rest.
Right.
It's not that, you know, that you think of one thing, one factor more than the others, but it...
It's just it's a one factor.
So it is about there. It is about the looks.
You'd have to wait a week though for the elasticity to return to her orifices after the vanilla gorilla is finished. So leave it a week.
After he's true enough. Up. He stretched her out. Yeah, we just found out that she only likes black guys, Sean. Sorry.
Well, I'll just have to. I've got a gangster, you know. I've got this vibe, this Eminem vibe. So I'm very.
Right. You think you got a shot?
Yeah, I mean, if that's what you know.
Well, maybe Gorilla can introduce you. Maybe you can introduce Sean to this.
They're not really into a race. They're into an attitude when somebody says that. You know what I'm saying?
I would love.
So that was not a. That was certainly not the. I don't know. When somebody says that, as opposed to, I prefer them. Then that's kind of like, yeah.
By the way, I would love to see Sean Blink get shot down by this girl. We should set up that meeting.
Yeah, we make need sure to videotape it, dude.
Unbelievable.
Faux shizzle.
That's what Ed McMahon said. You can't win if you don't enter.
By the way,
like a double meaning.
We're talking about ferrets. Ferrets, like skunks, release anal gland secretions when startled or scared, but the smell is much less potent and dissipates rapidly. Most ferrets in the United States are sold dissented with their anal glands removed. In many other parts of the world, including the UK and other European countries, dissenting is considered unnecessary mutilation and not allowed. Ferrets are carnivores. Their natural diet of their wild ancestors consisted of whole small prey, meat, organs, bones, skin, feathers, and fur. Ferrets are domestic mammal. They are sexually dimorphic predators, with males being substantially larger than females. And they have an average length of 20 inches, including a 5-inch tail. They weigh 1.5 to 4 pounds, and they usually live 7 to 10 years.
And you like to stick hot pokers up the ass in America.
It is likely that ferrets have been domesticated for at least 2,500 years. Even though they are still used for hunting rabbits in some parts of the world, they are mostly just kept as pets.
I want to know where Gully hears this stuff, where we stick hot pokers up.
Well, that's what he's got us somehow removing their anal glands by sticking pokers in their ass.
Well, how else are you going to do it? A spoon.
Do you know
some kinds of special ferret spoon?
They say that there are, in the United States, ferrets were relatively rare pets until the 1980s. And then by 1996, over 1 million domestic ferrets were being kept in the United States.
Big hair and ferrets.
And right now, let's see. Ferrets. The ratio of dogs to ferrets is 68 to 1.
68 dogs to 1 ferret?
To 1 ferret for people who own them.
All right.
But they are only kept. There's like very few wild ferret running around in the woods. They are mostly just domesticated pets. Now, does anybody you know own a ferret? Do you know anybody that owns a ferret?
Yeah.
Really? Because I don't. Not only do I not know anyone who owns a ferret, I don't think I've ever seen a ferret.
Yeah, I don't. I went over to his house and I wouldn't let the ferret touch me.
I don't like
rodents.
I don't think I've ever seen one. It doesn't say it's a rodent, though. It says it is a. What was the classification of it? It is a mammal. A ferret is a mammal.
Kind of like the old possum.
Well, rats are mammals. I mean,
some people think
it's not. It doesn't.
Some people think possums are rodents, but it's a marsupial.
It is weird. The mammal ferret belongs to the. I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right. Mustelidae family, which is weasels. It's from the weasel family, not the rat family. It is unclear whether it's a domesticated form of the European polecat or the steppe polecat or a hybrid of the two. That is the ferret's backgrounds. However, it's really weird. In different countries, they have different beliefs with it. In Australia, it's illegal to keep ferrets as pets.
Wow.
In Iceland, well, it is illegal to sell, distribute, breed, or keep ferrets. In New Zealand, it is illegal to sell, distribute, or breed ferrets. In Portugal, it is illegal to keep them as pets. They can only be used for hunting purposes. In the United States, ferrets were once banned, but these laws were rescinded in the 80s and 90s as they became popular pets. Ferrets are still illegal in California. And ferrets are strictly prohibited as pets under Hawaii law because they are potential carriers of the rabies virus. Ferrets are restricted by some cities such as Washington, D.C. and New York City. They are also prohibited on military bases. A permit to own a ferret is needed in other areas, including Rhode Island. However, Illinois and Georgia do not require a permit to merely possess a ferret, but you must have a permit if you're going to breed them.
Did you bite? Did you have really, really harsh bites as well? Because I've been bitten by one.
So you know someone with a ferret.
Well, years ago when I was a kid, we used to hang around on the old railway, and you'd normally see this guy, you know, with this Jack Russell, and he'd have a couple of ferrets to chase the rats and the rabbits and stuff. And he said, do you want to stroke it? So I went over, you know, just being an inquisitive kid, stroked it, and then it bit me on the hand, so I punched it in the face.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want a ferret. They don't look, I don't know.
Really sharp teeth. It took a good punch to get it off my hand.
Yeah, having a ferret is not something I would be interested in, I don't think.
Yeah, me either. Mm-mm.
But yet somebody must be buying them because they tried to steal 150 of them.
Yeah, some popular in Mexico.
You know what? Has anyone tried to screw one? Because that's when you know you're a pet in the United States. When someone tries to bang a species, that's when you know they've made it. You know.
Well, they're not very big. You'd have to like gaffer tape a few together. I think, you know.
When some pervert finds a way to defile it.
Ray, don't say this.
That's when you know that you've made it as a species.
Don't give Hillbilly Joe any ideas.
I don't want to give Hillbilly Joe any ideas. You're right.
When you think of a gerbil as a gateway drug, you know it's a bad name for a ferret.
Oh, God. What else do we have in the news, Gorilla?
Speaking of Hillbilly Joe, we got a story that may make Hillbilly Joe, just kind of give you like an idea, I guess.
All right.
There's a monkey.
A monkey?
Lives in Japan.
All right.
And guess what this monkey has learned how to do?
I have no idea.
He has learned to floss his teeth.
What?
He's learned to floss his teeth.
The monkey who flosses?
Yes.
So the monkey is actually better than Joe, because Joe, I don't think, has ever flossed in his life.
He hasn't got any teeth to floss.
The monkey exhibits more hygiene than Hillbilly Joe.
Yes.
Wow.
And you can't floss your gums anyway, because he's got no teeth.
Monkey, yeah, monkey. Don't you know you gotta floss the monkey? Okay, back to you. Great Peter Gabriel song.
Thank you, Shane.
Yes, I'm ashamed. Thank you.
It pulls out a piece of its own hair.
The monkey pulls out its own hair? Okay, well now.
And it flosses its teeth with its hair.
All right, you don't floss your teeth with your hair.
Well, it's a monkey. You don't give the monkey floss.
Well, I don't know, but I guess I was thinking they did until you now. Now you're saying that it uses its hair. God knows where the hair's been.
Well, I mean, the monkeys are clean.
I don't know about that. I'm not sure they are.
Are they house-trained monkeys?
Yeah, it's an indoor monkey. I mean, it's not like it's a wild monkey that's flossing.
Well, these monkeys are mostly indoor. Never seen the light of day, and that's why they floss themselves.
It's very disturbing.
Those monkeys, boy, they love to clean.
Very disturbing.
Talking about buddy EG, boy, that monkey just sits there.
Yeah, your buddy Eric has a monkey. A pet monkey.
Yeah, the legendary Caitlin. Or Katie.
Who keeps a monkey?
Sean used to live with it. This is old Sean's old roommate. They had a monkey. They had a monkey in their house.
That just doesn't sound hygienic.
I know.
It's like...
I'll tell you what, that son of a gun, I'll tell you, boy, there's nothing to smell like monkey poop.
And the monkey would wear a diaper and stuff all the time.
Oh, yeah. And sometimes, you know, sometimes the protest would take the diaper off and throw it. It's kind of like camp, like Gitmo.
So the monkey would get upset when it wouldn't get its way, and it would take off its diaper and throw the poop?
Oh, man. You know, that doesn't happen very often, but I think it did happen once.
Who decides that this is the kind of animal you want as a pet?
Hey, was he like listening to a lot of Michael Jackson?
Who decides? I'm sorry, but
smaller than bubbles.
If my dogs threw poop, there's no doubt about it. If the dogs threw poop, they'd be gone. All right. The dogs would be asked. You know what? I would go to the doctor and make up some bizarre story. Okay. I would make up a bizarre story about the monkey. Oh, we need to put him down, Doc. He's miserable. You know what I mean? I'd be making up stories and paying to get him euthanized. The second they start throwing poop, all right?
I'd just say all the monkey does is sit there throwing shit and masturbating. That would do it.
Yeah, for God's sakes, if I wanted that, you know.
Yeah, just ask Hillbilly Joe to come round.
That I live at Hillbilly Joe's house.
Throw some shit and wank.
For God's sakes, who wants to see that?
Apparently, Sean.
So the monkey would throw. Did the monkey ever throw poop at you when you lived with it, Sean?
Oh, you know what? It was a very rare occurrence. But now some of those monkeys, it's not rare. I mean, some of those monkeys, holy cow! They're.
How do you react? Did they yell at the monkey when it threw poop, or how do you discipline the monkey?
Like I said, it was very rare. But
did the monkey?
More than anything, would throw a diaper. It wouldn't actually throw it. Actually, like I said, kind of throw a diaper once or twice. But
did the monkey understand discipline?
It didn't actually throw the turd itself.
Did the monkey understand discipline and all that stuff?
You know, it seems to understand people are mad. Yeah.
I mean, is it trained? Like, for example, if my dog does something wrong and I yell at my dog, it knows I'm mad and it immediately, you know, it immediately gets
down. It's like behavior change is a little different because I don't think it's as docile or domesticated. So I think it almost has to be a little more repetitive, but it's definitely not as simple as bad Fido, don't do that.
Yeah, because dogs, it's like bad, no, and then they get down on all fours, you know. They go down. Same with my cat. Yeah, like I can yell at the cat, and the cat knows it's in trouble. You know what I mean? Like the cat knows, I'm in trouble. I better stop. But I don't know if a monkey understands that or not. But I guess they train some of these monkeys, like for people who are handicapped and stuff, you know? Some of those monkeys are pretty trained. I mean, they do everything for the people.
Is a monkey close enough to a human being that if it did throw a shitty nappy at you, you could give it a little backhand? Or would that be deemed as cruel?
Do the monkeys that help handicapped people, do they wipe their rear ends?
That's something that needs to be
answered. Are they trained for that?
Are they evolved enough?
Is there a number that we can call to see if they do that or not? What do they call those monkeys? Helper monkeys?
The special monkeys?
How do we find a place that trains helper monkeys?
The Special Olympics for monkeys.
They've got to be out there somewhere. I guess you got somebody on the West Coast.
Right.
That'd be more likely that, you know, as nutty as they are out there, that would almost, that's almost a given. There's probably like 70 of them in L.A.
It's unbelievable. I mean, monkeys, helper monkeys are monkeys for the disabled. They do everything. These are for people who are, you know, quadriplegic. People who are quadriplegic or have severe spinal cord injuries. They have monkeys, and these monkeys act as living companions. Help the people.
I was trying to Google it to find out about, you know, special trained helper monkeys.
Yeah.
And the only thing I found was an article about a special needs monkey celebrating its 15th year.
The only thing I can think here is that I'm picturing a quadriplegic laying in bed and the monkey throws its feces on their face and then wipes it up.
Oh, here we go. I got a phone number. Hold on.
Cool.
Let me call the number. This is a place that trains helper monkeys. Hold on, I want to call them. Let me call this place. Hold on a second. I'll see if I can dial them up. All right. Let's call the helper monkey people.
You should see how much it costs, too.
Yeah, these are questions. I think it's a great service. I really do. I think what these monkeys do, I mean, they give people...
I'm a good gentleman, but I'll catch you after 6:10.
All right, buddy.
Thank you for calling the Helping Hands Monkey Helpers for the Disabled. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it now or at any point during this message. For information on our foster family program, please press 1 now. For information on how to receive a monkey helper, please press 2 now. For information on our spinal cord injury prevention program, please press 3 now. To access our dial by name directory, please press #1 now. For all other calls, please press 0 for the operator or
please wait a moment.
Thank you. Whoever hit 0?
I did.
Thank you. Should have hit 114.
114?
Yes. I didn't know you could hit that. How did you hit that? What did you do?
I have a dial pad.
Oh.
Monkeys for the Disabled. This is the general voicemail box, as well as the voicemail box for Scott Wade, office manager.
We don't want
this is an animal-related emergency for Helping Hands Monkey. Please page 617-430-396.
No, I don't need to page anybody.
Yeah.
To end recording, hang up or press 1 for more features. To pause and restart recording, press 2. To review, press 1. To accept, press 2. To erase and try again, press 3. To add, press 4. To erase and exit, press star.
Press star.
Please enter your party's mailbox number.
114.
Name, press the...
Hi, I've reached the office of Jennifer Dowdy at Extension 111 at Helping Hands. I'm not at my desk right now, but if you please leave a message,
I
will return your call as soon as possible. If you'd like to reach another extension, please dial #8 or press 0 to reach
Hit
the operator.
#8.
Please enter your party's extension.
114.
To enter by name, press the pound sign and 1.
I did enter 114.
Try it again.
Please enter your party. Please wait a moment.
This is the Department of Public Affairs for this company. It's Helping Hands Monkey Helpers.
Hi, I want to lift your for fun.
Yeah, that's the same one. You're right. Okay, well.
I'm not at my desk right now.
All right. I just got rid of her. Okay.
Oh.
Well, let's see if we can find another Helping Monkey place.
Wonder if you can get
now
one if you really
now
fast.
I gotta know. Now I have to know.
Yeah, I hate it when they use those the automated systems.
Yeah. How are you gonna be disabled and ask for a monkey if you've got to press pound and hash and 1 all the time?
Thank you. You're absolutely correct. How do you do this?
I love the one that goes for monkey related emergencies.
Yeah.
Lack of bananas, press 6. For the organ
you're
grinder,
right. How
press
do
7.
You if you're disabled and you want to get one of these monkeys, you know, how the hell are you supposed to just ask for one? Right?
Just mash the keypad with your head.
Yeah. How are they supposed to call and get one?
Please drool now if you want a monkey.
Here's another Helping Hands. First Giving.
Someone Ooh. Vacuuming?
I believe my daughter's vacuuming.
See, this is why you need a Helping Hand monkey, Ray, because when you're doing the show, the monkey could hoover off for you.
Right. You're right.
See? There's a method to the madness.
The monkey could help.
The monkey has a purpose.
Yeah, I would like to find out how we. I'd like to know how we raise money to help the monkeys, to get some monkeys.
I'd like to know if you can spank the monkey too, because you need to have discipline.
This is the joke. That's the joke you've been waiting to make right there.
Yeah, right
there. No, it's actually just came to me.
That's Gully. Gully's been waiting for the opening to make that joke since we started it.
No, I was waiting.
Yep, he's been waiting the whole time.
All of 5 seconds.
Had to make that joke.
Because it includes banana in it as well. You know,
this is First Giving. It's a company that raises money for the
monkeys. Thank you for calling
monkeys.
First Giving. Yeah. Please listen carefully as our phone system has changed and options are different.
Oh, boy.
If you know
so
the
speak to a monkey.
You're trying to reach, you can dial it at any time. If you have a question about a charge on your credit card from firstgiving.com, please press 2. If you work at a nonprofit organization and your supporters are already using our online fundraising pages, please press 3.
Oh, my.
If you are an individual raising funds through a First Giving page, making a donation through a First Giving page, or registering for an event on First Giving, please press 4.
Ugh, boring. I have to find a place that raises these monkeys.
I want to hear a man with a whip shouting at monkeys to beg and stuff like that. Sit!
There has got to be. There's got to be more than one place that raises these monkeys, right?
Yeah. That's to be mass monkeys, because I'm sure there's lots of people who need
somebody
of
else
monkey
has got
helpers.
To have the monkeys. It can't just be one place. Somebody see if you can help. I can't find any place.
Can't find decent monkey trainers
and
these days, can
and
you?
I just have one question. I just want to know if the monkeys will wipe the people.
How much for a monkey? That's what I want to know.
Do they wipe, or is that not what the monkeys do? Because my fear would be the monkey would start throwing not just their poop, but the person that they're helping. They'd start throwing their poop as well.
I'd rather have That'd a monkey than an apple tablet.
Oh, that would be horrible. I mean, that would be terrible.
So I wonder how much the upkeep on
the monkey.
One
thing when the
monkey's
throwing their own poop, when they're throwing yours at you. Oh. That's terrible.
So do you have to buy a cage for him as well, or is he just like, you know, a...
No, they say, the thing I was reading, these monkeys are really amazing. They are completely domesticated animals, but they serve, you know what I mean? They serve the people who are quadriplegic.
Think
it's very weird. It's almost like, you know, seeing eye dogs and stuff.
Get a monkey.
You know the seeing eye dogs, how their mission in life, you know, is to help the blind. It's like the same thing. It's exactly what's happening with these monkeys.
So could they train monkeys to do other things like bomb disposal, stuff like that?
I guess they, yeah, I guess. I mean, monkeys aren't stupid. I guess they're pretty smart.
Are they colorblind?
Send them to
though?
Afghanistan?
I guess it's with every pet. You know, I guess it's with, like, every pet. You know, there are pets that, depending on the intelligence of the owners, that's what limits what the monkeys can or can't. It's like you're, you know, there's something, I mean, people who are smarter and are willing to work hard and stuff, their pets usually are better behaved. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
As compared to people who, like stupid people who have pets, their pets end up being stupid pets.
So what type of monkey are we talking about? A great big huge monkey or
no,
then
no,
little tiny
monkeys? No,
these are
these little capuchin monkeys or whatever they are.
Well, so it won't...
They really, they're like little monkeys.
So it's not like the one that ripped the woman's face off?
No, no, no. That was like a huge, that was a gorilla or something, wasn't it? Or an ape?
Yeah, it was a friend of mine.
That's what he likes to do to the women.
They look like vanilla gorilla. They're as big as the actual vanilla gorilla.
The man beast vanilla gorilla.
They're actually bigger than I am.
Yeah, these are the little monkeys.
The little organ grinder monkeys.
Yeah,
I got a picture of Luigi and a little monkey from the state fair. They had the same expression on their face.
The monkey was a little smarter.
Probably. Yeah, you could understand what the monkey was saying as well, probably.
It really is interesting. Monkeys.
I want a monkey now.
These monkeys are trained to act as living companions who over the course of 20 to 30 years will provide the gifts of independence, companionship, dignity, and hope to the people they help.
Yeah, dignity. I got a monkey I carry around on a leash.
I don't know.
That's dignifying right
there. Well, but these people don't get a chance to leave their house very often, and these monkeys help them. They do everything for them.
Yeah, they drag them out by the hair.
I'm serious. They do everything for them, but they're a non-profit they're a non-profit organization.
I'm just thinking of the possibilities you could have with monkeys doing things that humans do.
So it's not like the government. Monkeys. The government doesn't give them any. The government doesn't give them money.
Oh, that's unfair.
The government. You know what I mean? This is they are trained by these people, and then they have to go live with the quadriplegics. And the monkey's whole life is built around taking care of the person. So it's like the monkey never. What a horrible life for the monkey.
It's modern day slavery.
Yeah, it really is. It's like those dogs for the seeing eye. It's like, have you ever come across a seeing eye dog? And they tell you, they say, don't pet the dog or don't be nice to the dog.
Right.
I've always thought, what a horrible existence, because dogs like it when people are, you know, nice to them.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I guess if you got a monkey and it's supposed to wipe your ass for you, you probably want you want it to concentrate on that. You don't want it to concentrate on other things, I guess.
Bite my ass, take, monkey.
Yeah.
It's going to take more wipes, though, because if it's a little monkey, it's only got little hands.
Well, I don't...
It's going to take an extra wipe or two to get it right.
How much do quadriplegic people eat?
Don't know. As much as the monkey feeds them.
Right. Does the monkey feed them the food? And oh, my God. They don't use the same hand they wipe with, do they?
I hope they wash the hands.
Oh, that's horrible. This is terrible.
They've probably got monkey wet wipes.
Can we got to try? Can we try to get an interview with someone? Let's try to get an interview with somebody for this. We'll try to set up an interview sometime this week so I can talk to somebody about this.
I have to see if we can get a promotional video. Yeah. I want to know what they're like and what jobs they can do around the home. And I'm going to hire
bizarre.
One.
Bizarre.
You're going to hire one. You're not a quadriplegic. You're just lazy.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think you have to actually be a quadriplegic.
I am. I never get off this chair.
Yeah.
I literally just wheel it round.
I think you've got to be a really special case in order to get one of these monkeys, you know?
Well, Linus is severely injured. We could get him together.
I wonder if we could get one for Linus while he's in the hospital.
Why not?
That'd be wonderful to help Linus.
Save the Linus.
Save the Linus. We're going to try to get Linus a helper monkey to wipe him as he recovers.
I'm sure he's had prior monkey experience being in a circus. So I think he's an ideal candidate.
I bet he could take care of him. I bet he knows monkeys. He probably speaks monkey language.
There's a bond between him and the monkey.
I bet he does. I bet he knows how to speak monkey language.
Yeah.
Yep. Hey, chick. Sean Boleyn is back.
Oh, boy.
Hello, Shawnee. Oh, thought he was back.
She was like, Sean, to make you think. Now, he wants to call. He wants a monkey, too.
Where is he?
Hello, chicks.
All right, there he is. What is up, Shawnee?
Not a whole lot. Well, obviously I'm not.
Yes.
But that's a story for another day.
All right. Well, fantastic. I'm glad I saw that you were calling in, so we thought we'd call you back. We still don't have any word if helper monkeys will wipe the ass of the quadriplegics or not.
You know?
Someone needs to go to the behind-the-scenes tour.
What kind of monkey was the one that you lived with? What type of monkey was it?
It was a Reese's macaque.
All right, the Capuchin monkeys are the ones that are helper monkeys.
Yeah.
Hmm. And I don't know.
Yeah, I think
I don't know the difference. Maybe the
apparently looks for dandruff.
Maybe the Capuchin
are
smarter or something.
See, you don't have to be paralyzed. You can, if you have severe mobility impairments. I'm fat. That impairs
no,
me.
I no, Gully. You got. I think they give them to worst case scenarios. They don't give them to fat. They don't give them to people simply because the person is too lazy to do it themselves.
I need to eat some more. That's what I need.
I think for
I
you
want
saying,
a monkey.
I think for you saying, oh, you know,
I can't be
I'm fat and lazy, and I don't feel like getting up and getting my own beer. Can I buy a helper monkey to get it for me? I don't think that counts.
2010, it's the year of the monkey for me.
I don't think that counts.
I'll have it sitting on my shoulder, you know, doing its business.
But I know they're expensive, these monkeys.
Well, if they're a charity, they can pay.
Very well, that's the whole point. That's why they raise money.
Well, you can have a tour round the place for $30. What do you do to go behind the scenes when the monkey's wiping a paraplegic's ass?
I don't know. And I was looking at this, and I found a story. I found a story online while I was typing this stuff in to Google it, where these sons of bitches, they stole one of these monkeys. I mean, who would steal a monkey? They broke into a house of a quadriplegic who had a monkey that was a helper monkey that took care of them.
Mm-hmm.
And these bastards stole the monkey.
It's the only way I'm getting a monkey.
Low. To force the monkey to live with them, to do stuff for them.
They're former castmates of yours, Ray.
What kind of horrible person would steal a helper monkey?
I bet you Shakes would.
I mean, this is a terrible, terrible person to do this. What's wrong with these people?
This looks rather expensive, this, though. I'm just looking at
the breakdown. They're very expensive. They're thousands of dollars for these monkeys.
$25 provides fruit, vegetables, and training treats for a monkey. That's like a week's worth.
Yeah, it's expensive to train them. It's expensive for them to live. And then you got to raise money. I mean, the people that trade them, they have to get some kind of money in exchange for giving up the monkey to take care of the sick people. So, or the disabled people, you know.
So it's $38,000 to sponsor a monkey. So what we need to do, we need to have a funding drive for my monkey. Let's start now. $38,000 is the target.
All right, so first thing we have to do is have you fake a spinal cord injury.
Just, I'll spaz out on camera.
And the second thing we have to do is raise $38,000. Oh, well, that sounds easy. That sounds simple enough. I'm sure we'll be right on that.
I shall await the monkey business.
Wrong with you.
I'll write a check.
Okay, so once again, the show is over. Once again, the show is over, and I cannot tell you a single thing we've done.
Monkeys, right?
Yeah, except talking about monkeys.
And we talk about monkeys, talking about the women who are lining up to get a piece of me.
That's right.
And feel free to contact me on Twitter, Facebook, and tell me of your love for me.
I'll tell you something. This show flies by. Show number two is in the books. We're back tomorrow, 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Chubby Ray Live. We'll be back. Gorilla, as always, I thank you.
And here is your host.
My pleasure, Ray.
Mr. Ray Lytle.
Sean Balint, I thank you.
Mister.
And of course, Gully, I thank you.
Monkey nuts, Ray. Monkey nuts.
Back tomorrow with another edition of Chubby Ray Live. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Tell your friends about us. We're live every day. ChubbyRay.com. It's Chubby Ray Live with me, Ray Lytle, Gully, Gorilla, Sean, Hillbilly Joe, the whole crew. Remember, Save the Linus, Facebook.com/SaveTheLinus. Sign up to be a member of the group. We got to go. Thanks for listening. So long, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.